Good morning. Merry Christmas Eve to you too, Ken, and everybody. Thank you so much again, Ken, for letting me come and share. I read over this lesson this morning and just have, I don't know, I just want to read it in the first person. So I'm going to read lesson 338 in the first person. So it won't exactly follow your book. Lesson 338. I am affected only by my thoughts. I need but only this, to let salvation come to all the world. For in this single thought is everyone released at last from fear. Now have I learned that no one frightens me, and nothing can endanger me. I have no enemies, and I am safe from all external things. My thoughts can frighten me, but since these thoughts belong to me alone, I have the power to change them and exchange each fear thought for a happy thought of love. I crucified myself, yet God has planned that me, His beloved Son, will be redeemed. Your plan is sure, my Father, only yours. All other plans will fail, and I will have thoughts that will frighten me until I learn that you have given me the only thought that leads to salvation. Mine alone will fail and lead me nowhere. But the thought you gave me promises to lead me home, because it holds your promise to me, your Son. Amen. I am affected only by my thoughts. As I read sentence 3 and 4, the sentences are, now have I learned that no one frightens me, and nothing can endanger me. I have no enemies, and I am safe from all external things. As I read those sentences, I had a picture come into my mind of a school of fish all swimming together. And in the middle was a fish And the other fish, they're still swimming easily through the water, peaceful, calm. And the one in the middle, he's swimming around in circles, swimming here and there in the middle of all this calmness. He's perfectly safe swimming along with the other fish. No enemies to be found, nothing endangering him. His choice is to remember in this confused state, to hold on to what only he thinks, the fear, or to realize it's not really real. These thoughts of confusion he holds aren't true. He can return his mind to a happy thought, aligned with the truth, as the lesson says. The thought that all the other fish have, that they are safely being led in calm waters. Regina talks about spiritual aspiration. And it reminds me of a question I was asked when I went to the self-inquiry training. The question was, what do you hope to achieve in this week of study? And I look at this question as, what do I want to achieve or gain from my spiritual work? What do you want to achieve or gain from this work? Ask yourself that question. And now that you have an answer, ask yourself, what would it feel like right now if you have already achieved it? You've gained all of that from your spiritual work. You're complete, living it. How does that feel right now? This is the happy thought of love the lesson talks about, this feeling of already being complete, being already what you aspire to be. The Course says we had a tiny mad idea. What would it be like if everything was different? And now, he's asking us to change that, to asking ourselves in each moment, what would it be like if I have completed and I am my spiritual aspiration and I live from that happy thought? Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, Help me to remember today, I am only affected by my thoughts. And if I become aware that I'm not in peace, help me to switch the thoughts to the happy thought. Help me to remember the truth of who I am. Thank you for the only gift I want. The gift of me, knowing who I am. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the body and the mind, getting into a comfortable position, taking a few deep breaths. Giving the gift of this present moment to ourselves for the next few minutes. How does it feel right now to be as a newborn child? No past, no future, no body, no concerns, no concepts. How does it feel right now to be completely innocent? No place to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix. Completely free. And in this spacious freedom, asking, who am I? What am I? Allowing the true self in this freedom to simply be. If a thought comes up, see that you are aware of the thought. You are not the thought, you're simply aware of it. And let it go. It holds no meaning. In this spacious freedom, freedom from everything manifest. Freedom in being, before the mind, before the body, before the thoughts, the emotions. Freedom in being the awareness of all that, before it. If thoughts come up, simply notice you are aware of the thoughts. Remember the love you have for self, and let the thoughts go, turning inward. If thoughts continue, turn back inward and simply watch the awareness of being aware. I am aware of these thoughts, these feelings, these sensations. I am not them. Without awareness, would they even be? if you aren't already grounded in the I am, if you find you are distracted, what would it feel like right now in this present moment if you were already complete, living your spiritual aspiration? How would it feel right now to be completely complete? Thank you for joining with me today. Taking this groundedness of ourselves in the completion of our peace with us throughout the day. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas Eve. I love you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.